Joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is the state representative from the 14th District, which is South Windsor, State Representative Tom Delnicki. Representative, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Dan and Brad. What a pleasure to be here.
Good morning. Nice to have you. Nice to have you with us. You know, when you think about the crumbling foundations, what do you think, as a representative, Tom, that can be done about this? How can they be saved?
Well, you know, I've been dealing with this foundation first as the mayor of the town of South Windsor, served on the Capital Region Council of Government ad hoc working committee where we developed some pilot legislation that could be utilized to come up with some solutions, and now at the legislature. This is really a slow-moving disaster, and it's gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching when you see what these folks are going through. You really need to go to one of their homes. You need to take a look at what they're living with, and once you do that, you realize just how paramount, how important it is to come up with some kind of legislation to get the process moving. And that's our goal in the special session. We worked on legislation during the regular session. We came up with a number of proposals. There was a bill that in the Senate, unfortunately, did not make it out for a vote. And we now have assurance on the floor. We got it from the General Assembly House Majority Leader Matt Ritter that the issue would be taken up in the coming special session. And again, the goal here is to get something passed so that we can build upon it and make it better each year that we come back, because this problem is not going away, and we've just hit the tip of the iceberg. We know about homes. We know there's 36 towns that are affected. We have estimates anywhere from 5,000 to 35,000 homes that are affected here, and we're looking at a huge cost for remediating these homes, upwards of $150,000 per home. And we haven't even gotten into the condominiums. We haven't gotten into the commercial buildings that are affected. So again, the goal here is to get something passed, something that we can utilize as a vehicle, as a, pardon the pun here, foundation for going forward to come up with a comprehensive way of addressing it.
Well, Tom, I know one of the concerns from the homeowners, and you know this as well, is even if the state establishes some kind of a loan program or some kind of a bank, they say they can't afford a loan.
You're absolutely correct there. There needs to be some funding there, and we are working on that. We are working on a funding mechanism that will have in essence, a pot of money with an open top, with money coming in from insurance companies, hopefully banks, a variety of sources of money coming in that we can administer through a grant program. We're looking at $150,000 for a grant program per affected individual. It would require going through your insurance companies first to just make sure that they're not covering it. And that's really an interesting topic when you look at the insurance companies, because if you look back in the early 2000s, there were changes in policy coverage that basically wrote out the slow-moving crumbling issue as a failure of foundations. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts that the insurance companies are going to be a key here in coming up with funding for the grant portion.
Really?
You do?
Say again?
I say you really believe this.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's
yes,
good news.
Because if you look at it, Brad, in the early 2000s, State Representative Mike Cardin out in Tolland, he was the first one that dealt with this issue. He had what they refer to many times as patient zero, the first foundation that failed due to the pyrotite issue. And I don't think anyone realized exactly what the scope of it was, and there had been information out about what was going on in Canada. Canada's had this problem before we had it.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care.
You too. State
he was
Representative
good.
Tom Delnicki.
He was excellent.
So, There you go. I mean, we've gotten some information as far as the crumbling foundations are concerned, and we can only hope that they will move in the right direction. Sounds like they will, Brad.